Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner power and calm. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's rollercoaster with a little more grace and a whole lot more grit. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects us all. Those pesky negative thoughts. You know, the ones the self-doubt whispers, the what-if spirals, the inner critic who seems to have a permanent stage set up in your head. Ever felt like your mind is playing a highlight reel of all your perceived failures? Or perhaps you've experienced that sinking feeling when a seemingly harmless situation triggers a cascade of negative thoughts? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the beautiful thing. We have the power to reframe these thought patterns. Today, we are unpacking this powerful technique called cognitive restructuring, basically learning to identify and challenge those negative thoughts before they take over your entire emotional landscape. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a broken faucet drip endlessly without trying to fix it, right? So why let our minds continuously leak negativity? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of your own mental world. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. It's like becoming a detective in your own mind, observing the patterns and triggers that set off those thought spirals. Are there certain situations or people that consistently bring on the negativity? Once you identify these patterns, you can start to break free from them. 2. Challenge those assumptions. So many negative thoughts are based on assumptions, things we believe to be true without really questioning them. I always mess things up, or people don't like me. These statements often stem from past experiences or insecurities, but they don't necessarily reflect reality. Take a step back and ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Sometimes, just challenging those assumptions can weaken their hold over you. 3. Reframe with positivity. This is where the magic happens. Once you've identified the negative thought and challenged its validity, it's time to reframe it into something more positive and constructive. For example, instead of thinking I'm going to fail this presentation, try this as an opportunity to learn and grow. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality, so choose wisely. 4. Focus on solutions. Dwelling on problems without taking action can fuel those negative thought spirals. Instead, channel that energy into finding solutions. Break down the problem into smaller, more manageable steps and start working towards a positive outcome. Even small actions can make a big difference in shifting your mindset. 5. Practice makes perfect. Cognitive restructuring is like any skill, it takes practice. Be patient with yourself and celebrate those small wins along the way. Remember, you're rewiring your brain for the better, and that takes time and effort. Speaking of real-world examples, let's say you have an important meeting coming up and your inner critic starts whispering, you're going to mess this up. You always freeze under pressure. That's a classic example of a negative thought pattern kicking in. But here's where cognitive restructuring comes into play. First, acknowledge the thought. Okay, I'm feeling anxious about this meeting. Then challenge it. Is there actual evidence that I always mess up important meetings? What are some examples where I've actually done well? Next, reframe the thought. This is an opportunity to showcase my skills and contribute valuable ideas. I've prepared thoroughly and I'm confident in my abilities. Finally, focus on solutions. What can I do to feel more relaxed? Maybe taking a few deep breaths before the meeting or visualizing a successful outcome. See how we shifted from a spiral of negativity to a mindset of empowerment? That's the power of cognitive restructuring. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You have the power to choose which thoughts you entertain and give energy to. By practicing cognitive restructuring, you can train your mind to focus on the positive, overcome challenges with resilience, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So go out there and conquer those negative thoughts. Take action, embrace positivity, and remember, every day is a new opportunity to rewrite your story. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the power of stoic confidence together. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.